Welcome to the Voice of Freedom, a ministry of Ground Up Grace, where the daily message frees you for forgiven living.
Freedom for forgiven living is grounded at the cross, where Jesus takes all your sins upon himself and gives you, in exchange, his abounding grace. Let's listen together and see where his grace frees us today.
For Tuesday, September 21st, from Psalm 44, verse 8. In God we boast all day long and praise your name forever.
The New Testament verse comes from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 and 17. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing. This New Testament text is the verse that is our theme for next year's daily text. You'll be receiving this in the mail, those of you that are ordering it, and sharing a copy with a friend so that you can build on your faith with another person and help that individual grow in the life under grace as well. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. That's the verse in its entirety that'll be on the cover of your book.
And it's a beautiful cover by John August Swanson with the theme of Pentecost. So you see the light shining on the heads and on the faces of all the crowds of people looking up and receiving the Holy Spirit. The next verse after that is, don't quench the Spirit. So don't let the Spirit be absent. And rejoice and pray and give thanks. And then the Spirit moves and is present in our lives.
As we look at the first reading, that's Psalm 44. Now, I'm sure you've heard me say this, but I'll say it one more time. 22, 44, and 88. It's fairly easy to remember those three psalms because they're multiples of one another. 2 times 2 is 4, and 2 times 4 is 8. 22, 44, 88. Those are great psalms of lament. And those psalms capture the heart of our grief when we pray and call out to the Lord. It doesn't work out like we want. And that's where we are today because our good friend Paul died yesterday morning and we'd been praying for him in so many different ways. You've remembered, you've heard Paul and Cheryl on our podcast doing their Voice of Freedom message. Paul was such a lighthearted guy, lots of fun. Cheryl, a deep, profoundly insightful believer. The two of them just overwhelming, full of grace people. It's just great. And we had an inclination that Paul might die. And of course, when he did die and we got the word early yesterday morning, it drove us deep into ourselves. And we're a little bit more resolved today as we boast in God all day long. And we know that Paul, like many saints before him, is one of those persons whose death is in a lineage of faith, for here's a man of faith who is receiving his eternal reward, and that's our assurance, even though the way that it ended is not the way we wanted it.
When things go wrong, or when we have so much grief, as we have really experienced in this last month with so many funerals of people that we've known that have either been sick or have suddenly died, we say it's a time to mourn, as it says in Ecclesiastes. But it isn't always easy to rejoice in these circumstances.
No.
And to keep praying, we sort of say, God, as you mentioned about these psalms, are you listening? Are you hearing me? I'm feeling left alone here. I don't think our prayers were answered. But we know we have to continually, as I said yesterday, put our trust in God. Into your hands we commend our lives, our loved ones, and those whom we are praying for.
I've written a prayer of thanks for today. I thank you, Lord, for lifting me up out of the depression which so easily overwhelms me. You cause my life and heart to flow from your promises instead of my circumstances. Thank you for breaking through to me when I am seeking to hide from you and really want to chase my angers, my doubts, and my fears. You save me from myself. Thank you, Jesus. My regret is, I'm sorry that I don't look to you for hope, but I look to my circumstances as an excuse for me to wallow in my pity. My intercession is, Lord, this day, change me. Let me see, instead of my sadness over the death of my friend, may I see the light that you give from your resurrected presence. And my plan of action is to share with other people today the hope of your risen presence that is working through me and through every dead-end event that I have to go through in this life. Amen.
Thank you, Johann. And the prayer that is in the burial of the dead service is such a powerful one. Lord Jesus, by your death, you took away the sting of death. Grant to us, your servants, so to follow in faith where you have led the way, that we may at length fall asleep peacefully in you and wake in your likeness. To you, the author and giver of life, be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen.
We're going to sing the first verse of Holy God, We Praise Your Name.
Holy God, we praise your name. Lord of all, we bow before you. Saints on earth, your rule acclaim. All in heaven above adore you. Infinite your vast domain, everlasting is your reign.
Whatever your daily grind may be, know that you are grounded in the grace of Jesus Christ.
Yes, I am.